And now the KWGS local news at 7:31. Many parents and pediatricians have been clamoring for approval to vaccinate younger kids against COVID. Pfizer announced yesterday it has submitted data on COVID vaccines for 5 to 11-year-olds to the Food and Drug Administration for review. Here in Tulsa, David Donald is director of pharmacy services at St. Francis Health System.
One important thing that I want folks to keep in mind is that the dose that they're studying in 5 to 11-year-olds is different. So they studied a 10 mic dose versus a 30 mic dose that patients 12 years of age and older got. So another important reason to wait for that data to be released. None of that has been peer reviewed or published yet. After the FDA gets a chance to evaluate that, then we'll have recommendations.
The FDA has said it would take about 3 weeks to review Pfizer's data and make a determination that would make for a potential decision around mid-October. The Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals has set execution dates for 7 death row inmates, including a November date to kill Julius Jones. Last week, the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board recommended Jones have his sentence commuted to life in prison. But that recommendation is non-binding, and Governor Kevin Stitt has the final say. His office has not announced a decision in the matter. Jones has maintained his innocence in a 1999 murder and has been in the national spotlight for years as someone potentially wrongfully convicted. Oklahoma has not killed a death row inmate since 2015, following a series of botched executions and subsequent legal challenges. USA BMX says their new national headquarters and stadium in Tulsa are scheduled for a January move-in date. The $23 million total project is about 70% complete, with main structures in place at the former Evans FinTube industrial site. USA BMX President and Chairman Shane Fernandez says they've stayed on schedule despite challenges that come with remediating a polluted site, finding new obstacles like undocumented oil and gas lines, and being mindful of historic preservation needs in what was first part of Black Wall Street before the Tulsa Race Massacre.
Every foundation that was dug, we had on-site personnel watching every hole. So there were some artifacts that were pulled up and documented, but NABLTS was very sensitive and worked with the city of Tulsa on that.
Track construction is slated to start next month. USA BMX is also moving its Hall of Fame from Southern California to Tulsa. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.